Richard Neer in the morning, NEWFM. Earl Bailey in space in 5 minutes. Listen to her heart. NEWFM 23 before 9, Earl Bailey in Out of Space in just a moment.
When the K-Pro computer became the fourth largest selling personal computer in America, we thought people would remember our name.
I'd like to see a Maypro.
When K-Pro lowered its list price to $15.95, we were sure no American would forget our name.
What's a J-Pro?
So to help people remember K-Pro, we're coming out with something unheard of in the computer industry. A fight song.
K-Pro, you got disk drives built in for $15.95. Complete with green screen monitor and all of that software to rock. K-Pro, hands off to you. Thousands less than Apple II. You're our all-pro, K-Pro II. K-Pro, we're loyal to you.
K-Pro, one way or another, you're going to remember our name.
Cheryl, will you marry me?
Oh, honey, I love you. Oh, how embarrassing.
Exactly. The wrong entertainment is embarrassing at any affair, your wedding, your banquet, or your dance.
So what do I do?
Call the pros.
For entertainment?
They're the pros. In Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and Washington. Dial 1-800-THE-PROS. In Pennsylvania, dial 215-THE-PROS.
What?
Call the pros. For private party entertainment throughout the East Coast, dial 1-800-THE-PROS. In Pennsylvania, dial 215-THE-PROS.
Experienced?
The pros performed for 2 million people. You can't beat their price or selection of music. And no embarrassment. The pros have the perfect entertainment package for you. Call now, either 215 or 800-THE-PROS.
The first place to turn is the Yellow Pages.
If you're looking for ways to save money, and these days who isn't, turn to New York Telephone's Queen's Yellow Pages, and you'll discover gold. Gold Pages coupons. There are pages full of money-saving coupons. And when you clip them out, you'll get big discounts on all sorts of products and services.
Why didn't somebody tell me about Gold Pages coupons before I bought my new color TV?
Turn to the Gold Pages coupons in New York Telephone's Queen's Yellow Pages, and you'll save big on everything from appliances to wallpaper. And Gold Pages coupons are good for a whole year, not just a week or two.
Things are looking up. I found a Gold Pages coupon that saved me money on my new eyeglasses.
Turn to New York Telephone's Queen's Yellow Pages today and discover gold. Money-saving Gold Pages coupons.
The first place to turn is the Yellow Pages.
New York Telephone.
It is 74 and partly cloudy. Temperatures going up to about 90 today. Maybe a shower later on in the day. Weekend is going to be the best we've ever had. It says here temperatures will be in the low 80s both days under sunny skies.
A Palestinian official says PLO chief Yasser Arafat has been kicked out of Syria. Secretary of State Schultz tries once again today to leave the United States on his four-nation Asian tour. Yesterday, he got as far as Alaska, where a pump failure aboard his plane forced him to spend the night. And people in Florida who are hoping to see the skies and see the Space Shuttle Challenger coming into land will have to look at their televisions instead. The landing site has been changed to California because of weather problems at Cape Canaveral. It's 20 minutes before 9.
Aliens! Every year at this time, the National Space Administration requires all aliens to register.
Taxpayers in the United States have been told that illegal aliens are on the welfare rolls and are living it up at our expense. Now we learn that outer space aliens also are on the welfare rolls.
Forms are available at your local post office. Those without forms must appear, however briefly, at the Bureau's astral offices on Nooker Street.
These galactic welfare cheats and chiselers are draining more than $900 million out of the United States government each year.
Aliens, register now.
So says Orville Guilford, who heads a watchdog organization in Washington, D.C. His Citizens for Sanity in Government claims that the United States is putting the outer space aliens on welfare rolls to keep them quiet.
You're bluffing. Vulcans never bluff. That they do.
Guilford says that government leaders think they can make the aliens happy and keep them from taking over the planet.
Since our tenure on Earth will be for only 24 hours, do not repeat. Do not eat any of the Earth food.
But more than 2% of the people on Earth are aliens, claims Brad Steiger, an alien researcher for 15 years who claims that even he is a descendant of ETs called star people. Guilford says welfare recipients ought to face a test, and if they fail, toss them off of welfare.
There's one. Set for stun. She'll be all right. Inform Lord Vader we have a prisoner.
Today is a very historic day in the history of aliens from outer space. It was on this day in 1947 that the first flying saucers were spotted zipping over Washington's Mount Rainier. While making an aerial search for missing planes, Deputy Sheriff and experienced pilot Kenneth Arnold reported seeing 9 shiny disks wash across the sky at an estimated speed of over 1,000 miles per hour. Arnold said that the UFOs traveled like a saucer. Would you skip it across the water? The press immediately picked up on the description, and soon the term flying saucer was universally used in reference to alien spacecraft. It was June 24th, 1947. I'm Earl Bailey, and this is NEWFM.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Rebel base in range.
You may fire when ready.
Commence primary ignition.
I have you now.
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
Space for dinosaurs. I'm an orb.
New Music, where you hear the new music in New York City, Talking Heads and Burning Down the House. Mr. Spaceman, the Birds, Richard Neer at NEWFM. It is 10 before 9. We'll talk to Donna Fiducia of Shadow Traffic. Got some problems, obviously. It's Friday. It's getaway day, and a lot of folks are getting in early so they can get out early. Donna will tell us all about it in a moment.
Hey, Junior, you've seen the swimsuit you want. Now, go for it at Bamberger's. Right now, in every Bamberger's Junior department, every hot 1983 style is 20 to 40% off. Wraps, mitered Vs, belted tee bags, drawstring tubes, string bikinis, all the shimmering whites, sizzling stripes, subtle watercolors you want are 20 to 40% off. Sassafras, Catalina, Ocean Pacific, Dunk Is, Cole, every 1983 swimsuit, 20 to 40% off regular prices right now in Juniors at Bamberger's.
There are so many funny things happening in the new movie Yellowbeard that the producers have hired a very special announcer to tell you about it. Ready, Herb?
Yup.
Go.
Yellowbeard has Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Eric Idle, Monty Python fame, Very Funny People with Madeleine Kahn, Marty Feldman, and Peter Boyle of Young Frankenstein fame, Adventure, Three Ships, Mutiny, Two Islands, More Adventure, More Funny People with Cheech and Chong of Cheech and Chong fame, A Devil, The Bad Captain Yellowbeard with yellow hair all over his body, An Emperor, A Torturer, A Blind Private Eye, A Map tattooed on his head, Ravaging, Pillaging, A Treasure Island, A Torture Chamber, More Funny Laughter, Several Twits, A Tiff, Two Frays, A Crocodile with a Lady, and A Grossness, More Laughter, More Grossness, More Funny People with James Mason, Peter Cook, Martin Hewitt, El Nubiloso, Fake Injuries, A Master Torturer of the Marines, No Cavalry, More Ravaging, More Pillaging, Funny Herbs, Another Twitter to Interfractus, Yellowbeard has Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Eric Idle, Monty Python fame, Very Funny People, More Funny People with Madeleine Kahn, Marty Feldman, and Peter Boyle of Young Frankenstein fame, Adventure, Three Ships, Mutiny, Two Islands, A King Who Killed All of His Friends, More Adventure, More Funny People with Cheech and Chong of Cheech and Chong fame, A Devil, The Bad Captain Yellowbeard with yellow hair all over his body, An Emperor, A Torturer, A Blind Private Eye, A Map tattooed on his head, Ravaging, Pillaging, A Treasure Island, Golden Jewels, A Pool of Bubbling Acid, A Torture Chamber, Several Twits, A Tiff, Two Frays, A Crocodile with a Lady, and A Grossness, More Laughter, More Grossness, More Funny People with James Mason, Peter Cooper.
Yellowbeard, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Now playing at a theater near you.
NEWFM, Richard Neer in the morning. Let's check in with Blaupunt RA Shadow Traffic and Donna.
Think of all the traffic I could do if I could talk as fast as that Yellowbeard commercial, but now I won't. On the BQE southbound, very heavy traffic from Queens Boulevard to the Kosciuszko. Inbound, Gowanus and Prospect Expressway still jamming up quite a bit, and so is the northbound lower BQE, and normally slow conditions on the rest of the East River bridges.
Blaupunt RA Traffic from Donna Fiducia. Donna, as a musician, you obviously appreciate fine guitar work,
oh,
right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, well, I was just listening to this on the radio the other night, and this is some of the best guitar ever played. Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, definitely, again.
NEWFM, 7 before 9. From the Police Synchronicity Vintage. Oh my God. New music in New York. NEWFM.
Between us, fill it up some way.
WFM New York. I think Earl Bailey was responsible for that last saxophone solo, The Police, Oh My God, new music from Synchronicity, and Jimi Hendrix and Little Wing. Richard Neer in the morning at NEWFM. We're going to go to the newsroom now for Mr. Earl. He's going to tell us what's going on, and after that, we'll do a business card block. We'll dedicate it to the left coast because that's where the astronauts are coming down, and then later in the hour, speaking of the left coast, one of the prime top musicians in Los Angeles has released a brand new record. He has not been active lately, hasn't released a new record in many a year, and we have it for you first here.
Who's
at NEWFM.
Who?
His initials are JB. That's all I'll tell you, sir. Okay. JB, and it's not James Bond.
Okay. Well, it looks like a space shuttle first will have to wait until another flight. It was hoped that Challenger would end its mission by landing in Florida, something that a shuttle has never done, but touchdown is now scheduled for California just before 10 this morning.
It was a big letdown for the astronauts, their families, and thousands of NASA employees who work at the Kennedy Space Center. All had wanted the Challenger to have the right kind of weather this morning for a landing back at its launch site in Florida. But Mother Nature didn't cooperate, and 2 hours before the last landing window, NASA decided to wave off the shuttle. It could have stayed in orbit 2 more days and waited out the weather, but a suspicious auxiliary power unit aboard the shuttle caused NASA to decide there'd be no chances taken. The order was given, and an Edwards Air Force Base landing is what will occur shortly. It means a landing here at Kennedy may not occur now until at least STS-11, and that's scheduled for January 1984. Steve Porter, Cape Canaveral, for The Source.
Religion in the news. Church-wide steps are being taken to incorporate the recent pastoral letter of U.S. Catholic bishops condemning nuclear weapons and urging a halt to their production into the teachings of the nation's Catholic schools. More than 300 Catholic educators from 28 states are to attend a conference at Fordham University Lincoln Center June 28th through the 30th for orientation workshops and ways of teaching the letters of views and peace to elementary and secondary school parochial students. Meanwhile, out on the left coast,
were 900 anti-nuclear weapons protesters jailed after their demonstration at the Lawrence Livermore Lab in Northern California are still refusing to leave their tent city prison to be arraigned. Tamara Thompson at the Livermore Action Group says there are two basic reasons for the action.
They are not being offered a mass arraignment which would guarantee equal treatment for everyone. The judge is not negotiating with the attorneys on a fair sentencing for blockaders.
The demonstrators are challenging a judge to come to them if he wants to arraign them. They've been incarcerated since Monday. In Los Angeles, I'm Larry Jacobs from The Source.
There is a report that Chrysler Motors is negotiating to take over the U.S. manufacturing operations of Volkswagen. The report in the Detroit Free Press says that an agreement being discussed calls for Chrysler to build cars for Volkswagen in the United States, possibly sharing in components and technology, too. A $225 million communication center will make the New York, New Jersey area the world's center for the collection of information by satellite. At groundbreaking yesterday for Teleport in Staten Island, Peter C. Goldmark Jr. said that the center will link the financial community by satellite to a national and international network. Goldmark is executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, one of the sponsors of the project. The others are New York City, Merrill Lynch and Company Incorporated, and Western Union Corporation. Rock and roll in the news. It looks like the Beach Boys' absence from the 4th of July celebration in Washington may wind up costing the government more than a little embarrassment. To be specific, it's going to cost about $69,000. Those are the production costs for the appearance by entertainer Wayne Newton. A Washington radio station has paid the costs for the past for groups such as the Beach Boys and the Grassroots, but the government has been unable to find a radio station to sponsor and pay the costs for Wayne Newton, favored by Interior Secretary James Watt over the rock bands. A spokesman for Watt says the production costs are a legitimate expense for the nation's birthday party, $69,000. One fact about former President John Kennedy that emerges from his newly released White House tapes is that he kept his sense of humor, even under pressure. As reports of rioting over integration came in from Mississippi in 1962, Kennedy is heard to say, "I haven't had such an interesting time since the Bay of Pigs." They also show how times have changed since then. In White House discussions, a 6% unemployment rate was viewed as unacceptable. 6%. And we're up in the double digits now, 10%. Today is finally Friday, June the 24th. It is day number 175 of this fine year of 1983. 190 days left till 1984.
It's 5:01. Your secretary's gone home, and you have to send an important letter overnight. Only Milgram can get you out of this one. Call Western Union. If you don't find a way to collect those overdue bills soon, you may have to resort to something violent, like screaming. Only Milgram can get you out of this one. Call Western Union. Those Beth dolls you shipped yesterday have to be recalled. Either that, or you'll have to change their names to Bob. Mama. Only Milgram can get you out of this one. In fact, relief is just a phone call away. Just call Western Union, and you can send a Milgram message anywhere in the U.S. overnight. And you know it'll get read. So next time you're in a sticky business situation, call Western Union. Milgram will get you out of it before you can say...
Shadow traffic.
Still very heavy southbound FDR from the low 130s down to the 120s. And in New Jersey, the Garden State Parkway will have a lot of construction delays during the midday hours southbound around Route 280. Earl?
Over to Bob Harris of the Weather Center. Hello, Bob.
All right. The temperature moving up rapidly now. 79 degrees in the big town, Earl. That's a jump of 5 degrees in the past hour, so this air wants to get hot in a hurry. Skies are sunny. We're going to have hazy sunshine this afternoon. The sunburn index is 7. The high's 87 to 92 degrees, and there might be a brief passing shower in some portions of our listening area. Tonight, clearing trend, breezy, cooler, all of that under a full strawberry moon, which I hasten to add will have a partial eclipse tonight. Part of the Earth's shadow will reach the moon and so forth and so on, but you can check that out at 4 o'clock in the morning if you're still swinging. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, pleasantly warm. Warm and dry, the high 80 to 85, one of the 10 best days of the year tomorrow, I want you to know. And Sunday will be sunny and delightful with highs in the 80s. Right now, it's sunny in New York and 79 degrees, humidity 58%, wind west at 10 miles an hour, and everybody into the pool.
All right. In sports, Jimmy Connors and Chris Everett Lloyd will headline play today at Center Court in Wimbledon. The top-seeded Connors faces Sweden's Henrik Sundström, and second-seeded Lloyd meets Kathy Jordan. Both are third-round matches. And in baseball, Hubie Brooks drove in 4 runs, 3 with a home run that broke a 4-4 tie, capped the New York's 4-run fourth inning, leading the Mets to their third straight victory, 7-5, yesterday afternoon over the St. Louis Cardinals. The Yankees were idle. And that's enough for now. I'm Earl Bailey with Richard Neer here at 102.7.
And Earl Bailey is sponsored by Western Union's Mailgram. Good morning, Richard Neer at WNEW-FM in New York. Arco Industrial Supply, they do valves and pipes and fittings and piping specialties. John Berra, B-A, not like Yogi Berra. John Berra has sent us his business card, and he'd like to go down to the Roadhouse and get himself some beer. I think we can arrange that. Some doors. Business card blocks brought to you by People Express Airlines, smart way to fly.
Hey!
WFM New York. I like the station because they have records, never tapes.
Not to touch the earth, not to see the sun. Nothing left to do but run, 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 let's run. Let's run. House upon the hill, moon is lying still.